Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to this Bills Victory Turnover Wednesday edition of the Positivity Pod. This week's episode, we're going to give out awards from week one, review our gambling picks, break down week one results, and preview week two matchups. Today's episode is brought to you by Bear and Bell Grooming, the first ever multi-species day spa. They do everything from dog grooming to Brazilian waxes. Check them out at bearandbellforever.com. Let's start out with our awards segment. So we're going to be giving out two weekly awards. Now that may increase or decrease as the year goes on, but right now we're going to be giving out two awards per week. I feel they are both very much self-explanatory, but we will explain them real quick. The first award is the Josh Allen of the Week. Obviously, this will be going to the player with the biggest stud performance of the week. Second award is the Ding Ding of the Week. Again, pretty self-explanatory. This will be given to the biggest ding ding in the previous week. The Josh Allen of the Week for week one is going to go to Dak Prescott. Now, there were some media members who were giving the Canandaigua Connection a hard time in the preseason about their strength at the quarterback position. In week one, those critics were certainly silenced. So, Dak outscored his previous career fantasy high by 11 points and propelled the Canandaigua Connection squad to a victory. So, congratulations to Dak on being the first ever recipient of the Josh Allen of the Week. The Ding Ding of the Week. I'm gonna be honest, I think it's gonna be pretty tough for Flad to not win the Ding Ding of the Week every week because as he continues to prove, he is borderline brain dead. But I digress. So most people will think this should go to Girio for leaving two of the biggest week's performers on his bench, but he still won with ease, so he is spared. This week's Ding Ding of the Week award goes to Cam Newton. 7 points out of Cam, you just can't have that. The Nuggets deserved a better fate. The runner-up for Ding Ding of the Week, though, however, is Flad and Marquise Lee. Starting a receiver who got zero targets on a team that threw the ball 33 times for 350 yards, now that's impressive. But nonetheless, again, I digress. Congratulations to Cam Newton for the Ding Ding of the Week. We're going to start off our week one recap by looking at our gambling picks. I went 4-3 against the spread for plus 0.7 units. Favorites were 4-2, both straight up and against the spread. For you math wizards out there, you may only count that as six games. We did have a pick'em for the Ramsey Ruggiero match, I think. So that is not included in that tally. Flad and Groot were the two dogs that won. Isn't that cute? Congrats to y'all. The week one recap is going to be done in the order that they show up on my game tracker page, so you're going to see me start off with me a lot. Bushnell v. Mitt in our first matchup. This game was not as close as the score suggests. Sure, it came down to the second Monday night game. Both teams left a lot of points on their bench, but it really did not have an impact on the outcome. Bushnell likely feels more relief than joy as they got the W, being the fourth lowest scoring team of the week. But in reality, who cares? A win is a win. Eddie v. the Fuckboys in our game two recap. This was just an absolute complete curb stomping from the jump. Not a lot to say here other than I can't wait to see the videos that the Fuckboys produce. Fun fact, they were outscored by 28 points by the second lowest team of the week. Next matchup was Sunday versus Flad. A solid win from Flatty here, an impressive performance as top three guys combined for 63% of his team's points. This is the first and only game of the week where we can play a little bit of Monday morning quarterback. Sunday's ideal lineup would have gained him 25 points and been enough to get the victory over Flad's ideal lineup. Certainly all understandable decisions, but I am going to critique you guys whenever I can. And we'll see if the fan base starts to doubt the leadership that they have in place on the Nuggets squad. Prisbel v. Keegan. Nobody really cared about this game coming into the week, and I don't think anybody really cares coming out of it. A lot of zeros on the bench for these teams. Impressive lack of depth for both of them. Girio v. Ramsey. The story of this game, believe we mentioned it before, really is Ruggiero's bench, especially since he left off the stud Devin Singletary. I'm sure he will be a force to be reckoned with moving forward. Girio's ideal lineup would have resulted in 217 points, good enough for third highest point total in the history of the league. As we mentioned last week, Girio will be a force this season. Last matchup of the week we're looking at is Groot v. Bit. In some preseason reviews, it was thought that QB would be a weakness for Groot's squad. Well, after week one, that is certainly not the case. Dak was the high scorer of the week and led his team in a compelling victory over a Bit squad who came to play, put up a good performance, ultimately to no fruition. Our stat of the week. We had two teams who started a player who got 0 points. One of them was mentioned earlier in our runner-up ding-ding of the week. However, both of these teams still ended up getting the victory. So, good for you guys. So, on to our week two preview. I'm going to keep this pretty short and sweet because I'm sick of hearing you guys listen to me. I'm going to be comparing myself against the spread as of Tuesday morning is when these picks were made. So any lineup adjustments since then are not going to be factored. And when I look back at the week for my comparison, I will be using the line that I put in this episode. The caveat to that is if there was anybody who had a player out with a projected zero in their lineup, mentally I substituted the highest projected player eligible for that position and updated the line accordingly. Looks like we've got three lines that were adjusted for that. But that is the system that we'll be reviewing. First matchup, again, in order on my screen, Mitt v. Keegan. We have Keegan is a 24-point favorite here. As you're probably going to see a continued theme here as the season progresses, this pick is pretty easy for me. I'm going to take Mitt plus 24. Game number two, Eddie minus 6 versus Buchek. On a stat that does not matter at all, but I find interesting as it stands right now, all of Ed's players, with the exception of his kicker, play at 1 p.m. on Sunday. That's always fun. Pick here is Blazers plus 6. Flad v. Prisbel. Sportsline has Flad as a 36-point favorite. That is one of our adjusted lines based on an injury that I don't have in front of me at this time, but just being honest with you folks. I got to take the points here at 36. That's just a number that I'm not willing to lay at this point in the season. So Prisbel plus 36. I think you guys should, loser of this one should just have a beer drinking contest, right? So somebody's got to finish a 30-pack in a day, jump off a bridge, something like that. Next game, Bit v. Girio. Girio minus 15. Girio's team, as mentioned before, is an absolute wagon. We are going to take Girio minus 15. Rammer minus 18 v the Fuck Boys. Another adjusted line here for an injury. Tough choice here, but when I look at it, I think that Baker might struggle again in week two before he starts to see the light. Seeing that the Fuck Boys were 28 points from the lowest team, second lowest team last week. 18 is not a number I'm afraid of, so we're going to take Ramsey minus the 18. Bushnell v. Groot in our last adjusted line of the day, Groot minus 3. I think Groot keeps this momentum rolling and gets the victory and covers the 3 points. Last game of the week, Caleb v. Sunday. Sunday is minus 12. CBS is projecting Cam at 28 points, which is a wild number after you saw him get 7 in his Ding Ding of the Week performance. So that being said, we're going to take the points here. Caleb plus 12. So quick recap. Mitt plus 24. Blazers plus 6. Prisbel plus 36. Jerio minus 15. Rammer minus 18, Groot minus 3, and Caleb plus 12 are the picks for the week. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. We really enjoyed having you. If you have any ideas or things you'd like to hear on the pod, please feel free to let me know. However, more content equals more work, so I can't promise that I will honor your request. Good luck to all competitors. God bless, and as always, go Bills.